Elle, can you tell me when the Mabinogion first sort of like entered your life?
I really don't know. I know that when I was in primary school, we used to celebrate other legendary stories. I don't think any of them were from the Mabinogion, so I think it was quite late on, really. Possibly mid-30s. Yeah, quite recently, I think. And I'm still getting to grips with lots of the stories, even though I knew more than I realised. So somehow, subconsciously, they've got into my head from somewhere.
Well, I wonder if sometimes the it feels like the Mabinogion, because they're so old, so ancient, these stories, that they're like the base layer, and then you've got lots of things that are on top of that, like more recent than that, that I know much more about, things like the Arthurian legends, for example, or even someone like Tolkien, because didn't Tolkien base one of his books on the Mabinogion? So it feels like the Mabinogion has got such an it has got such an influence on stuff that everyone knows, but actually not many people know about the Mabinogion itself.
Where it actually started, like who knew that the Arthurian legends are from the Mabinogion?
I know, that's crazy, isn't it?
I had no idea. I honestly thought that they were something to do with Cornwall. To start with, then something to do with Snowdon, and then looking at the Mabinogion now, that probably links into like the Snowdon, Snowdonia kind of bit of it. But also Brittany, they've stolen those stories as well in France, and it's just like, yeah, I should know that they are based in Welsh legend, shouldn't I?
What, being the Children's Laureate for Wales?
You'd think I'd know that.
But you do now, though, don't
It's
you?
never too late to learn, Matt. Never
Exactly.
too late.
Exactly. It isn't, is it? Which is why the MAB is so important, because it's going to be so amazing to give these brilliant stories to the authors that we've managed to get to do this. I'm really excited to see what Alex Wharton does with the first branch, or whatever he chooses to do, or what Sophie Anderson does with the story of Blodd, or you know what I mean. I'm really excited to let these all these brilliant writers loose on these incredible stories.
Yeah, let them out to their cage with their
Because
parents.
they're
I
really
think we
excited
should.
about doing it, aren't they, all of them?
Yeah, we're all really excited. I think it's going to be fab and a whole collection together, also translated into Welsh in the same book. I think it's going to be something just superb, and with so many experts working on it as well. It's going to
It
be
is, and you think we've also got this brilliant young illustrator, Max Lowe, who's going to be doing illustrations, full colour illustrations throughout this edition. It's just going to be awesome.
Yeah, and vibrant and colourful and interesting to use in the classroom. And yeah, I just think it's going to be brilliant.
Yeah, essentially, I think that every school in the country should have a copy of this, and then also every home in the country should have at least one or two copies of this, and maybe even three.
Yeah, or four or
Or
five.
four or five, because also it's thick enough as a book to do some help around the house as well, isn't it?
Want to stand on to reach a high shelf, that
Yes,
sort of thing.
it will be perfect for
Hey, you
that.
know, I am Welsh and 5 foot 2, traditionally short with a short Welsh face. Yeah, I think it's going to be great. I really hope we can get into all the classrooms so all the teachers and all the children can not only celebrate the stories, but they can use them as stimulus to go off on their own creative writing and looking into the history of Wales and celebrating our culture and our identity. I just think, yeah, it's going to be fantastic and accessible.
And I think the only way that that can happen, for it to get into classrooms and get into kids' hands, is if you go to the website and pick the reward you want. So the website is unbound.com/books/the-mab. And we really want you to do this. And if you have done it already, then make sure that you tell friends that you think would be interested and would want to support this, because the more people we can get involved, then the quicker we can get it funded, and the faster we can get it made, and the faster we can get it into people's hands and into schools and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's important as well to point out that it's not a money-making project for us as such. It is a passion project. We really want to get it out there so that kids can enjoy the stories.
Is there a particular story that is your favourite in the Mabinogion now?
Well, I'm still getting to grips with lots of the stories, but one of the ones that really stands out to me is the story of Bladewa, who's the woman who's made of flowers.
Yes.
Because it's so beautifully dreamlike and mythical and magical, and it's got curses in it, and it's just weird as well.
It's very weird, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I also like the fact that she changes into an owl, because owl in Welsh is goody-hoo. Goody-hoo. That's my owl impression.
Love it. Brilliant. Okay, so if you're listening to this and you haven't already supported the MAB, then don't forget to do so. unbound.com/books/the-MAB. And if you have already, thank you very much. And send the link to 5 friends who you think would also love to support it, but maybe haven't heard about it yet.
Can I ask, Matt, what's your favourite story?
Oh, I've not read them. The one that I really like of the 4 branches is the first branch. I really like the story of Poyth and the story of him angering the king of the underworld, and I like the story of how he hooks up with Rhiannon as well, and but I really like the Lady in the Fountain.
Oh yeah, okay,
that's a good one. Because that's got that's one of the ones that features King Arthur,
yeah.
And it has this excellent sort of scene where knights have to cross this sort of expanse of challenges, and it really reminds me of Total Wipeout, the TV show with Richard Hammond.
I don't watch that.
I can imagine it working very well as that sort of in that sort of format. It would make a very good episode of It's a Knockout.
Oh, now see, you're talking my language. 70s, 80s TV. There we go.
Reach back in time a bit.